I think there's been some changes both in the courts and also in the law practice over the last few years that warrant a reconsideration of that idea, and also giving some further thought to arbitration and how we can use that to improve outcomes and also to improve efficiencies in resolving disputes in our industry. So I started with this very good quote from Judge Posner in the Seventh Circuit, which I think, as he does, one of the most gifted jurists in terms of writing, I think, out there, consolidated into one sentence what I think is the key point of arbitration that maybe has been overlooked by practitioners, and that's the fact that you are free to tailor it however you want it to for whatever your situation is. As you notes here, parties are as free to specify idiosyncratic terms of arbitration as any other terms of their contract. So if we have this this ability to go in and modify our arbitration agreements, why do we see so many provisions that are just following the standard forms? Is there something else out there that somebody should be doing to maybe improve upon what's currently in the market? And part of what's driving David and I in our thinking on this is a lot of our experience that we've had internationally in international arbitration matters, where they tend to follow different procedures and, in many instances, much more efficient procedures. But if we think about why aren't people, tailoring these arbitration provisions, taking advantage of their freedom of contract, their right to draft something the way that suits them, I think there's a number of things that come out. One is that just a prior negative experience with arbitration. I mean, everybody can tell their horror story about arbitration, how it lasted too long, it cost too much, the arbitrators made a crazy ruling, and I didn't have a right to appeal.